Oh, hello. It seems as though you have found us once again. So set sail out of the abyss and into Dungeonettes. That's right. We're a D&D podcast. And you're our listener. Yeah, that's right. You. This fine chapter, we are traversing the Dark Lake into Grapplestunk and finally hit our first mini-boss of sorts, Mavendel and her enchanted frog-like creature will knock off one of our party members forever. So cast off with us on an amazing adventure, and thank you very much for listening to Dungeonettes. See you in a bit.
And she's also going to yell at Stool, "Hey, you little shrimp, get a little closer here."
No.
Or, sorry.
"Hey, you little shrimp, get yourself a little closer."
"Move up to the front of the boat, you bastard."
"No, happy with you, thank you very much." "Don't make me hurt me when I'm in the back of the boat."
Famous last word.
From the snow. From here,
oh, Lord, is this
you can see Maven Delve kind of pokes her head around again, and she looks at the lot of you, and then specifically focuses on Flo.
"I see that your friend's land legs aren't better than their sea legs. Oh, you're incompetent, a lot of you. I hope my creature rips you limb from limb."
Do me a favor and make me a wisdom save.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Well, I'm not going to use. I'm using my bardic inspiration, and wisdom save is not going to be non-malicious. It's going to be
So you take 2 points of psychic damage,
okay,
and you have disadvantage to the next attack.
Vicious mock.
Oh, okay.
Wow! Ooh, your words bite deep, you hag! Rush!
Okay, so I'm going to take a stab at this fish guy right in front of me.
Okay.
Short sword, and that's not going to do it. That's a 10. That's fine. I'm going to run up to the old head.
Okay.
And mobile blows it.
That's fine. I'm just doing that.
And then flurry of blows is punch the screen in the mouth, which is really awesome. One in the mouth, one more for like plus two for four. So, okay, 14. Nope. Okay, one. Oh, I'm rolling so bad.
Next we have Duncan.
Oh boy.
Not again.
Woe is me, you got to kill some monster.
Now, Duncan will summon a giant spectral foaming mug of ale.
Nice! And when it attacks, it just pours itself on whoever.
That's what the Brewer's mascot is, or?
Yeah. And it's gonna follow it up with the secret flame cantrip on it. On her.
eyes, his red, red eyes, as red as possible. He marches straight up to the hag, grazing his sword as soon as he does. He will have caused the chopper in half.
Are they red as in bloodshot?
No, they're red as in glowing. Glowing orbs of malevolence.
You can probably make some vibes.
That's going to be 22. That's going to be 7 points of damage, and it counts as magic.
Ooh.
Okay.
Very nice.
Anything else for now? That's it.
Hammer.
I think him at this point is kind of trying to take out our buddy here. Let's see. Looks like it's like War Pick. It's going to come straight down, and because he's in March, it's going to do something. Let's do this. Yeah, that's 18 plus 4, that's 22.
That will absolutely
hit. Alright, so it's double its damage dice. So that's 2d8.
Because
I had
lack of impulse control.
Your dice is so ashamed that
you
got to talk about
the table.
So unusual to find something to stabilize.
So it's not. It's 7.
That's 7 less than it had when it started.
Big boy!
Hello. Wow, I'm sorry guys, it's gonna have to disengage from this thing.
Mock it, viciously.
Well yeah, I'm gonna have to.
Oh yeah. We got it up. It took both of you working together to do it.
Windows and Gord.
This night is wildly off the rails. Vicious happened to be a this old lady out of here.
What does it say?
I believe the save.
The second rank is a 10.
Are you psychic?
You were born as goo.
It's goo you will become.
Sucked down a drain and pops up. Right.
George, get out.
They're in zone form right now. So we'll pop up there and the first thing we'll do is that right next to
Jim Dark.
Oh, okay. So it is a 27 to hit Jim Dark.
Disadvantage. It's just mockery.
Oh, yeah.
So it is a 23.
Aha!
No, it doesn't hit.
Throwing a lot of dice over there.
28 points of damage.
He's down. He's dead.
Is he dead?
Oh, yeah. It's 27.
Oh, so no. The creature just basically pops out of the shadow and just reaches down and swallows Jim Jar whole.
Oh my gosh.
Well, they're gonna sneak attack.
Rest in pepperoni.
On the positive, you guys don't owe him any more money.
Okay.
On the negative, our guide for where we're going just got eaten.
One of them.
One of them.
Do we have another one?
Hemeth.
Oh no, Jim
Jar, Bupito and Hemeth. No,
yes, Bupito and Hemeth. Jim Jar didn't know anything about grapple stuff.
Oh.
You're screwed when you go to
Blingenstone.
Blingenstone.
I've been there once or twice.
Yeah,
I know a guy.
You guys will be okay.
We'll find someone.
Yes. So that was the creature's move, and now we have Sarath.
Sarath, watching his beloved companion Jim Jar get swallowed by this hideous beast.
Ghost.
Yeah. Pity you. Get on at him. Alright, the fire is crossed out.
Sarath doesn't have a lot of loss right now.
not that guy. All right, you got fire a crossbow at a monster.
But
that's
what they're
testing. A 12.
Nope.
Okay, now he's going to jump onto shore.
That's very in character for Sarah.
Good luck, kids.
15. Oh my fucking god.
20, 30.
Poor kid.
Yeah.
It'd be a great time to be a werewolf now. Not in chains.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they're only were-rats, which is not that much better than being a gnome. Lupito.
Whoa.
Lupito would not be inclined to do anything heroic.
No, god no. He's
in fact, there's Lupito probably dropped his hand crossbow when Ginger got eaten because he's going. This magnificent friend of Bubido. Look at how Jimjar, friend of Bubido, meets his death. Ah, yes, that is a good way to die. Eaten by a thing.
Yes, he is simply going to turn around and launch a crossbow bolt at the monster.
I respect you, but I shoot at you.
He is not going to hit.
I miss you because I respect you so much. Sindri.
Sindri is confused as to whose side Bubido is on here, but nevertheless.
Lupito is on Lupito's side.
That's what Sindri figured. Maybe we'll try to climb ashore. Though this boat, like, adjacent to shore, do I have to walk through water to get there?
Yeah, you can pretty much just, you know, we'll treat that 5 feet that's right out from
five,
the edge is shore.
10, 15, 20. And fire the crossbow at this dude over there. I'm very concerned for the kids. Oh my god. 12.
Nope.
And then he will.
Which is foaming at the mouth. Here.
Still got it.
Alright, so she's going to slash out at Rush with a 23 to hit.
Oh, yep. Oh, this game.
10 points of slashing damage.
Okay.
Pardon me, 11 points of slashing.
Sure.
Ooh.
Okay.
Alright, and that's about all that she's going to do. Rush, you are up.
Okay, yep. Attack her with short sword. Come on, needs 16 hit. Nope.
Oh,
Jesus.
No. 17, I think.
Yeah. Man. Okay, flurry of blows. Yep. Punch. Okay, yeah, 23 to hit.
That'll hit.
Basically two, right?
Do you have a disarming strike?
Oh, I don't. No, I don't have anything. So that's 5 damage.
Okay.
Then second punch. 17.
That will hit.
Nice. 7 damage.
Okay.
Very cool.
Nice.
Duncan.
Ha. Ooh, that's a toughie. I don't know if we're going to be able to get away from that one. But do happen to get away from us, why don't you check out a podcast called Hardcore Nursing Home. That's HXC Nursing Home Podcast at Facebook. So check this out. Are you an old curmudgeon who used to like hardcore music? Have you done your 1,000 hours of pit time, but now your spine just can't take the pressure? Well, I've got a podcast for you. Hardcore Nursing Home talks about some of the classics. Your Isis. Your Have Hearts, as it will. It brings it to a time that we all, approaching our 40s, can understand. Man, hardcore is still just as hard as it was core. Does that make any sense? It doesn't matter. Hardcore Nursing Home. Check them out.
I'd like to do an attempt for Tasha's Hideous Laughter on the whatever blah 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 creature is.
Sounds good. What's the
attack save is 13.
Okay, and so, I'm sorry, it's a what save?
Wisdom.
Wisdom. Alright. Nope, only a 7.
Yes! Yes. Target must succeed after that. It falls prone, laughing in this. Just kind of giggling on the boat.
Alright.
Wrecked him, darn near killed him.
So it is its turn. It cannot take any actions.
That's great.
It's a save, right?
Let's see here. At the end of each of its turn, each time it takes damage, it can make another wisdom saving throw.
Okay, this time it is a 16 on wisdom save.
But it hasn't taken any damage.
At the end of his
turn.
Yeah. At the end of his turn, yes. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
16 to save at the end of his turn.
Yes.
It is no
longer still prone, though?
Ah, he is still prone.
He's still prone.
Okay. Yep. Seraph.
Not
Seraph
very funny,
is
guys, oh, I lost one better.
And shoot it with the crossbow. Wait, is it prone? I get minus the hit on a range?
Yeah,
shoot.
No, not minus. It's disadvantage.
If you're going to make it count.
So close. Yeah, might as well, I guess.
Yeah, what the hell?
I should ask, what is the intelligence on this creature?
Sir?
It's an 11.
Okay. So it's fine.
Pretty smart.
If it's 4 or less, it isn't affected. It's just dumb enough not to get the joke.
That's Seraph's turn. Okay. Let's see. He will take another shot at the monster.
Can you be more specific?
Sorry, the that one.
Okay.
Big weird frog looking thing. That's going to be a 20.
A 20 will hit.
Disadvantage.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry, disadvantage because it is prone. Oh, it has disadvantage.
So
you
have disadvantage.
I'm prone?
No.
The creature is prone. You're using a distance attack.
That sucks.
It still hits.
That's
a waste of 20.
It still hits.
No such thing as a waste of
20. 8 points of damage.
Fantastic.
Nice. Okay.
Sindri. How is that monster looking? Is it hanging in there? Is it looking pretty rough?
Right now it's lying on its back, kind of kicking its chubby little feet in the air, flailing its spindly little arms around. I'm not telling you how many attacks it has.
I know.
It's tough to tell. It's taken a lot of
It's
taken a lot of hits, but it's also like made of this weird oily, blubbery, shadowy substance. So it's really hard to tell what kind of injuries it's had.
I'd like to do an arcana check too and know about hags.
Sure.
First, that is a 23.
22. There's all types of hags. The one that you're dealing with here appears to be a green hag that typically occur in swamps or forested areas. They do have innate illusory magic. They usually operate in covens, so there's a minimum of 2 others somewhere around the Dark Lake. Probably friends with this one. If they haven't shown up yet, they're probably not going to, but it does mean that, you know,
be careful.
Your family, its family's going to be looking for you.
Yeah. I'm going to take a shot with
my elf lady. Couldn't just keep sailing by.
Stupid police.
Shoot the crossbow at the prone monster.
Sounds good. Disadvantage.
Yep. Okay, it's a mess.
Let's see. There was Syndrome Fane. You are up.
I'm going to do an arcana roll to see if it's possible that the hag could dismiss this monster if she wanted to. Like, do I know about that
sure.
kind of magic?
Ooh. So,
when the creatures are created, they're usually created for a specific purpose, or they're given specific orders, and it will exist until it manages to complete those orders, and then it just fades out of existence. It's really a single-minded killing machine. It's a giant frog-like homicidal meeseeks, if that helps at all.
Can its orders be changed?
Probably through a ritual, but you're not sure. The rituals to create in some of these creatures are very jealously and closely guarded by hags, so there may be a way, but it's not anything that you're familiar with.
Okay.
Glad somebody got the meeseeks reference, by the way.
Yeah.
3 strokes off my golf game.
Ah, Mr. Macy's, I see a short game, dude! Alright.
It is Fane?
Yeah, it's Fane.
Okay, yeah, sorry. Okay. I'm going to turn around and point at the hag. Can I see her?
Yeah, through the scrum hug that is 4 of your companions all around it.
I'm going to use suggestion and tell her, dismiss your creature. or get rid of your creature. Some way.
tell that creature to fuck itself.
And it's a 13 wisdom.
It's got 16 on that wisdom save.
All right.
So she just looks at you. Yeah, dismiss it yourself, ugly!
I'm going to move also 5, 10, 15. You kind of push past people.
Yep. You can, but you're going to provoke an attack of opportunity.
By moving into here?
Yep, basically what will happen is as soon as you move into one of your ally squares, you're now within... Oh, yeah, actually, no, you wouldn't because you're not moving out of her reach. So, yeah, knock yourself out.
Literally knock yourself out.
Go for it. I think it's going to end. Sorry.
I'll slip by nod in the spiritual mug.
Cool.
And I'll just hang out there for now.
Sounds like a plan. Darendil.
Darendil's going to hack and slash.
That's what he does.
Oh!
Like someone else can get in there and hit her?
Yeah. Darendil's gonna... Can you move your enemies?
Don't think so.
5, 10. Yeah. He's gonna run around to the other side and...
Give me a little reach around.
He's gonna separate you two assholes.
Well, that's like a 13 and a 12, so...
No, afraid not. Eldith?
A little bit. Over here. And take her shot to disadvantage. One. 15?
15 hits.
Nice. So that's... I hate the number that I think that's a 2. So 4 points.
It's hard to read. I guess that's a 5.
Let's see.
Wait, what's opposite of the 2? It's a 5 because
right.
Everything has a plus 7. Oh gosh,
right.
You know, because that's the trick.
Yeah,
oh, is that how it works?
Yeah, so if you take a look at a 1, you flip it on the opposite side, it's always a 6.
Oh, no,
or it should be.
So this slash is going to go at Fane.
That's on one side, that's on the other.
It's a 14 to hit.
Nope.
Okie doke. So she slashes out with her claw but does not manage to clip you.
Does she know that I have a fellowship?
What's that?
Does she know that I have a fellowship?
What is your? She's got 4 people around her and rolling randomly to see who she attacks. Since all 4 of her idiots are hitting her, it's pretty difficult.
I was thinking it sounded kind of like.
Drop your pants.
A little bit haunting in Elvish.
Rush.
Recording session.
Song
recording
about
session.
Like
I will.
A wintry themed and death and
stab him while he's singing his mournful attack song.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. 20 total.
Yes.
That is 8 damage.
Okay.
Flurry of blows. Last one. That was aggressive. 16 to hit.
16 to hit on her will not hit.
Okay. Next one. Nope. Okay, goodbye. Right. And I will back up like 5 feet.
Okay.
The green
back there. From Rush Duncan.
Again! Alright, this time, the spiritual mug.
He's gonna hit.
Gets a 18.
No, hey.
Yay!
Spiritual mug!
Mug. 8 points of damage.
Points of splashing
force damage. And it drops.
She's
drunk. Himself will vault heroically out
now
of
we can.
I just thrashed. The mug like boring. I'm on a boat. I can't breathe.
So flip-flops.
The wedding.
Take a good hard look. I'm at the motherfucking boat.
And he is going to use Searing Smite to whack at the prone thing.
Advantage.
I'll take 17.
That would hit.
So that's...
You suck.
3 points of bludgeoning and 2 points of fire.
Alright.
Really, Morden? I mean, really.
Nod.
Spells. I guess I'll just try and hit her with my sword again. Yeah, it's not going to happen this time. Now, I should have thought I was going to use my inspiration before I rolled the die. Never mind.
Heaveth?
Well, in this case, make it there. 5, 10, 15. No, so it's just another gentleman.
You can hit from there.
Well, I was hoping to actually come in with, like, you know, advantage, right? But
yeah,
it's javelin.
Can you attack over the side of the boat from there?
I mean, it's pretty large. Yeah,
see why not.
He's enlarged, engorged, if you will.
I won't. We'll stick with enlarged.
I mean, how about we do this? Normally, trying to attack over the boat would probably be disadvantage. It's prone, so you've already got advantage. Just make it a straight roll.
Straight roll. Nice. Okay, coming in with a war pick. It's gonna do a lot more damage. I love this dice.
Yeah!
Okay, nice. So that's 19, now that's 23.
Yeah.
That die is so oddly balanced.
Yeah. Thank you.
I try.
Right, so it's two of these bad boys. Six. Oh. Seven plus. Yeah, so that's 9.
Poison damage?
Yep.
All right, how would you like to do this?
Oh, beautiful. Ooh. God.
So he's going to come over. Ah! Ah! Into. Pick right through, like, the skull part.
Nice. Nice. All right, so the creature, you hit it. As you, you know, Hemeth can feel its pick crunch into the thing's skull. Its eyes go, roll back in its head, and it kind of just dissolves into this slimy gray oil, which seeps through the floorboards of the boat and slowly dissipates.
Stay on the boat.
Good thing it dissipated out of the boat.
Blow. Keep the streak going, man.
Yeah. Okay. To be honest, I need to heal.
You hurting?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm hurting.
Up to 5?
Yeah, I'm just touching my hands all over myself. Much better now.
Really feeling yourself over there.
Kido is going to get out of the boat, stand right there, look at the shore, and ready in action in case one of the witch's sister shows up.
Sounds a plan. Cindy.
We'll
move up.
I can see it from there. I will shoot her with the crossbow.
Cool, cool.
Fucking garbage. That's a mess. Then bonus action, this little fella.
Someone needs a new set of dice.
Alright, that's that.
That's
not so much. Alright, so Fane.
Fane will.
Can you do it? No pressure.
With that, with the two short swords, he will swing. Let's see. I cannot.
Oh no.
It's
up to Elda.
That's a 14.
There. Dirindil.
Dirindil, can you do it?
Wow.
Ooh.
24 and a 16.
Jesus.
24 will hit.
6 damage.
Slashing. So, Dirindil basically grabs her by the shoulder, grabs her head, yanks her head directly off of her shoulders. Make me a wisdom save for Dirindil. And then manages to contain himself before going completely out of his mind with bloodlust and rage.
Wow. Thank God.
For you, you should.
We all forgot that that was a thing. We really have weaponized Dirindil, forgetting that he could go berserk and murder all of us at any moment. All right, so you guys are now cleared out of initiative. The hag is dead. Your summoned creature is dead. Your Jindar is dead. But the rest of you live on.
Sweet, I want to search the shit out.
Yeah, there is a shit out.
Cindy, make sure everyone knows that. Be fast. There are probably two more, at least in the area, before we continue to loot.
Sure,
I'm aware.
Sure thing, huh?
So, let's see. We've got basically 4 rooms. Who wants to search? And what? We have 4 people searching a room.
Yeah, all right.
I'll search that one.
We have enough room. Everyone can get 8 on each room, right?
Yeah, we could actually.
Get
8?
8. I am going to go to the side and turn invisible.
Cool.
All right, I'll take Sarah with me and we'll go here.
There we go.
Good
here.
Investigation. I wish Jindar was with me.
Unfortunately, my friend, these giant paws of mine make it very difficult for me to search through things adequately.
All right.
Well, I will endeavor to aid you as I can, my elven friend.
Thank you. Elves stick together.
Elves stick together.
Yes. I have also heard that expression.
Still
going to
aid you searching?
Yeah.
All right,
why not? All right, so
over here.
Occurred to me that
I should probably get my list of...
I'd like to talk to you about a podcast I've happened to tripped over. It's called Real Doofs. That's R-E-E-L. And that real actually means reels. These things that film used to come on back in my dwarven hometown. Anyway, it's a podcast. And the Adventures with Drew is this guy. And he's seen a lot of important and classic movies. And his two doof idiot jerk-off friends. Oh, they're jerk-off friends. I'm just textualizing. Brian and Joe, they seem like nice guys who haven't really seen, it's impressive how much they haven't seen. You listen in as Drew makes the guys, the doofs, guess what they think the movies are based on, what they kind of have preconceived in their own lives, and then they actually watch the movie. But here's the real cool thing, instead of just hearing their, oh, post, whatever, it's snipped in. So you can hear a little bit of that movie, exactly the spot that they're experiencing. It's quite nice. It's good, well done. Anyway, enjoy Real Doofs. Comes out every Wednesday. They did Terminator. They did Jaws. I wonder what's next. Real Doofs.
Let me know when you're ready, Bob.
I'm ready. We got it already.
Okay. 1,800 copper.
Yep.
1,200 silver.
Holy shit.
And 90 gold.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Well, rich now. 1,200
silver.
900 gold.
900?
No.
9,000.
9,000
gold. You guys are funny. All right.
No, we're rich.
We are actually rich.
Well,
now.
I mean, in total, we have...
It's like 230
gold. 243 gold.
Yeah, that's not too shabby. Okay, next room over, we've got Duncan and Elda.
All right, I've got focus for investigation, but I will use guides. And that's a 20. So 22.
Outstanding. There is a rickety rack that you find with a handful of dusty bottles and concoctions. Most of the stuff in there looks like it has gone thoroughly bad. But you do find one potion of thunder resistance.
Oh.
And you also find one potion of healing. When you swirl it around, it's sort of a clear liquid, but when you swirl it around, it becomes bright red and immediately has the smell and taste profile of a potion of healing.
Awesome. Tastes like health.
Absolutely. It is a special potion of healing, so I need to know when you use it.
Shit.
It's going into the group pile right now.
Yep, so.
What is special potion of healing?
Or just potion of healing from Maven Delve will be fine, and that way I just know to give you the special powers for it.
Awesome.
Okay, the next room over, we've got Thane and Darendel.
It tastes like burning.
All right.
We have the power to turn into a frog.
Burning is how you know it's a shirt.
10.
Cool. 10. There's not too much terribly that you find in here, although you do, on one wall, is kind of a roughly made tapestry. The language on there is a bastardized form of Draconic. Do you speak Draconic?
I don't.
Okay.
Does anyone here speak Draconic?
No.
Bastardized Draconic.
Comprehend
languages?
Draconic.
No.
No.
Do you look like a sorcerer?
Like,
we're not
talking
what you look like.
We're not the crew.
Okay, fair enough.
No one has comprehend languages?
Final room, we've got Flo and Stool.
This one.
Oh.
13 and 13.
That's one.
So you find, I'll show you. I actually have a picture of it, although I can't. So it's not a great picture, but that's the picture.
Ooh.
It is a little bag, a little packet, and this is a powder that resembles a very fine sand, within this.
We should try to snort it.
Different age. Well, I mean, obviously, I take it. It's just a thing with very fine sand.
It is a fancy pouch with a powder inside that looks like very fine sand.
Any lettering on the pouch?
Nope.
Okay.
Does one of you have Identify?
I do.
The
good.
Wizard.
That will be helpful.
Yeah, shouldn't you have Identify Wizard?
It's sneeze powder.
It's sugar.
Man, could.
All right. So what do you guys want to do? I mean, this is, at this point, a perfectly reasonable place to actually get a long rest.
I figure this is fortified enough. I mean,
yeah.
It's,
Can I search the hag's body?
Do you want to hang out here for the other hag to show up?
Absolutely. Nothing really of note on her body. She had just the stick and the clothes on her back. Most of her stuff was in here.
Okay.
Obviously, I like to hand it to identify the sand here.
I can. It's a forge cleric spell, so I've always got it prepared, and it's a ritual.
Okay.
We should decide before we do that if we want to hang out here or we want to get going.
Want to vote?
Let's vote.
I think staying in a haggler is a bad idea.
Sindri agrees.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I agree too.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay.
You guys want to destroy this place?
Oh, yeah. Can we light on fire before we go?
It's nothing really to burn. It's a natural cavern. So it's like a cave with just little outcroppings that she's been squatting in for God knows how long.
Fair enough.
You do notice that there are three words on that tapestry that nobody can read for the record. So
Can I write down? Let's take the tapestry.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
And let's defile this place.
I was going to make a rubbins.
Anyone need to use the bathroom?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that.
Everybody takes a poop in a different corner.
And you wouldn't get
the Elder just runs away. Stupid boys! So sick of stupid boys. And Flo, what are you doing? Pull your pants up, girl.
I'm just top decking. Saw this on a pirate ship.
It's good.
Don't worry.
I knew it was this weekend. He just got a party.
Do you want to write? We've got a tapestry from here.
Yes.
From Mavendel. Draconic tapestry.
Yup.
See what it says. Should we say some words for Dimjar on our way out?
Say to the stomach of the monster.
Oh, yeah. Are there any bones left over or anything? Totally not.
We can open up the stomach.
I think it dissolved
away. The creature dissolved away.
No.
He was a brave lad. Well, not really.
No, not really.
He was good for making people lose their money. Probably the best.
He had spirit.
How many of you didn't owe Jim Jar money?
Well, I didn't.
Like, that's the only hands that go up. Both of the twins, Lupita. Lupita was planning on murdering him to not pay money, so this works out great for Lupita. Why everyone laughing at Lupita? Okay.
Lupita, remind me never to bet with you.
Hemis just shrugs. I'd only been with this group 3 days, and he had already taken me for several dozen gold.
Just...
You guys can get on the road. I'm going to use the restroom if somebody would be good enough to clear this map.
Just so you guys know, we do have, as far as like scrolls go, we have one poison spray scroll, one mirror image scroll, one burning hand scroll.
I should try to learn some of that shit.
Yes, that's me.
You probably should.
I have a cleric inflict wound scroll. Moonstones. I got drunk comic.
How many potions of healing do we have? Should I split those up? I have one on me.
Okay, yep, that's right. I have that down. And then we have two others, 1d4.
Who wants them? Whoever's going to be up there.
I have harpy feathers, phosphorus, moss.
Rush should probably take one.
Yeah,
right?
I'll take one, I guess.
What are we giving out? Healing potions are on.
Hags can just phase
I'll
through
take one.
Like.
How many do we have?
Like a net, if they're cotton net,
three.
Right?
Never dealt with it before. I've not tried to net a hag yet. Anyone know what it takes to learn these?
You
can get one
with a wedding band.
Like you need like special, you need like ink paper, like special ink and paper.
Special ink.
You have a spell
book. You need to spend just money and in time, I think.
And yeah. I need materials.
It's the money,
for
the materials, yeah.
Okay.
You may have them, but maybe I'll get them.
There might be some grackle spikes, whatever.
Yeah. Probably, I'll get them in
with the training place.
Does anyone actually have a healing spell? Because I am kind of almost.
I mean,
we can
take a short rest here, right?
Yeah, we'll take a short rest on the boat.
Okay, good.
Yeah. You can heal yourself with healing word a couple more times if you like.
I have 10.
Oh, that's perfect. Oh, I'm feeling almost. Actually, I'm feeling red as rain again. There we go. Perfect.
Nice. Oh, okay. Nice. I feel like he's trying to kill off all the NPCs.
Yeah, what the fuck?
We're all like slowly dying or being targeted pretty quickly.
Well,
just
when they go zero hit points, they automatically die.
Yeah, right. I need to do that loud.
There is a sign in the bathroom there that says, do not flush diapers or feminine pads down the toilet. I've seen the feminine pads thing before, and that at least makes sense to me. I could see being like, all right.
Yeah.
Diapers, though?
Okay.
Who looks at a diaper and goes, this is going to fit?
You know what the answer to that is? At least one person.
And that's very obvious. Yeah, it's very that didn't happen in a vacuum, but still. I'm confused and disturbed by whoever was like, all right.
Might as well.
We're going to throw something the size of a grapefruit down the toilet
and
see what happens.
Yeah, it's only a little bit. I'm sure there's no gel in this thing that allows it to expand.
There you go. Bye-bye. My child has just been voiding into this for 5 hours. The weight of a Shetland pony now. I think I'll just flush it down the toilet.
Who's this? Hemeth.
That is Hemeth.
Where is he?
He was where
he
wanted to be. Oh, Jim Jarr, we hardly knew you.
He's one of my favorites, too.
Actually, I'm almost 100% this is not Jim Jarr.
It's
one of the kids.
Honestly, yeah, they're all short.
Yeah, they're all little.
Where'd the other kid go?
Oh, they're both right here.
Oh, there you go. That's Jim Jarr.
He would have been great for the investigation.
Investigation.
+5.
Nope. Oh, Jim Jarr.
Wait, what were the names of those scrolls?
Oh,
your image.
Yeah.
Poison spray, I think inflict wounds. Well, you can do that one.
Mirror image, inflict wounds?
You can't get that one.
It's good for clerics.
And you want mirror image and burning hands.
Yeah, mirror image is good.
Are you going to write them down and dig them off my name?
Oh, yeah, sure.
That'd be awesome. Now, I mean, it is a digital thing. I have all the room in the world.
I just want to look through the spell book.
Say what? Make a note saying that you have you're taking poison spray, mirror image, and burning hands.
Okay, sure.
Okay, I'll just make a note saying that you have those.
Okay.
I am put a note saying that you have those. This amazing way of grabbing any sort of marker that's anywhere in our house and be like blue and everywhere. So it's like I've seen her like her hands blue and it's brown here and she like drawing stuff. Like, yeah, I love her to death. Eventually she's gonna.
I love that kid to death, but I'm gonna have to punch her really hard. I'm gonna have to punch my daughter really hard in the neck.
I've already had to be like, no, we don't kick violently other people. And I'll be like, no, you, here, you know we're not supposed to kick people.
The problem is, I've seen her mom do the same thing.
Yeah, no,
that's where she learned it.
Yeah. Jess has definitely said to a couple in New York, I'm from New Haven, bitch, as she's like shoves someone. So, yeah, that was crazy. I
love Jess. Jess is one of my favorite human beings on the planet. I love her with all my little black heart. However, she is completely grab a cop's gun level of crazy.
Yeah, I'm just waving around. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
She is pick a fight with a police horse crazy. Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Is she reach into a cop car and punch a cop in the face crazy?
Depends on the circumstances.
Depends
I can see it.
If need be, and I said it was a survival thing, she is the grab shit and run girl. She like window smash now. Absolutely. Like, I know that. So when the revolution comes, I have an ally. It's great.
And she is very, very willing to loot. I think we've proven that.
Yeah, shadow of a doubt. She's down for looting. I mean, with reason. But we will definitely steal stuff.
She introduced herself to me as Messica.
Yeah, that was
how I met her.
Can we take a short rest?
Yeah, you can absolutely. Actually, in fact, you will have gotten a long rest or two by the time this comes around. You continue on for several days through the seemingly never-ending vastness of the Dark Lake. It's at a certain point the. You're out of a lot of the smaller channels and canals that you've been moving through, and just in large, vast, wide areas, just rowing constantly with a vague idea towards what you're looking for, where you're headed for. All you've got is Hemeth and Vigito's assurances that you are, in fact, headed the right way to really make you feel comfortable that you are, not just completely lost. You enter an area, you start to see a bit of a glow, and ahead of you, you can see the ruins of what was at one point a statue, a huge statue. You can see its head and shoulders breaking out of the water. The whole thing is, it's far too water damaged and ravaged with time for you to really identify it, but it was clearly at one point a humanoid of some sort. You know, it's got a very vague humanoid shape before it goes into the water, but it's really hard to tell what race or who created this. It is glowing with an intense amount of Fair's Rest, though, as you approach, and you start to realize that your boats are getting sloshed around a lot more than they normally would be. The waters here are becoming extremely turbulent. What I need is everybody on each of the two boats to make me a dexterity save. So let's do this just for my sanity. Let's do this boat first. So who do we have on that boat? We've got Eldeth.
Eldeth gets d20 plus your dex bonus.
Yes.
A 14.
A 14, great. Who's that behind her?
I think it's a 19.
Okay. Stool.
I got a little.
Just make a roll for Stool.
Five.
Ooh. That's fine. It's kind of what I expected.
Grab it.
Flo.
Grab the bubble.
Oh no.
Justice. Good. Hold on.
Buddy's forever. Yeah.
Buddy's forever.
Plus my bonus. That's gonna be a 5.
Okay. How about Cinder?
That's an 11.
And there we go.
16.
Okay. So everybody on that boat is going to take 6 points of bludgeoning damage. Everybody on that boat make me either strength or a dex save. Whichever one is better for you.
And this boat?
And that is the one that we just
did.
So, who had 10 or higher?
Well,
okay. Who did not have 10 or higher?
Stool.
Okay. Stool and Elda are both thrown overboard. And the water, the boat is actually going to slide sideways to about here. Now let's go to the other boat.
Help this one.
Just
one shot
him
last time, so.
Yeah. Try not to shoot him in the face again. Okay, so on the other boat, let's get saves from Nod.
Nod and Vigito both have it.
Okay, Seraph. And Fane.
Seraph.
17. Okay.
22 for us.
Nice. Who am I missing on
the end?
Hammett.
Hammett.
It's not
Hammett.
Oh, I know.
I'm sure it's not. Okay, that's still Nod, Sindri, Rush, Seraph, and what did we hear about? The same as Nod. Alright, so you guys, there's more than enough of you that managed to make your save. You see that the water around the statue appears to be swirling and forming some sort of a whirlpool vortex. And you are starting to get very concerned about the other boat getting sucked in when three of these burst out of the water. They appear to be some sort of a strange electronic creature, but forming an entirely underwater.
Iconic joke?
By no means. anybody else make a contact for it? 13, not sure. Definitely an elemental creature of some sort, but what that it is, anybody's guess.
It's not like a bird, right?
It can nest. All right, gentlemen, you probably should get some of this going. Get the mush. And when you do attack the critters, you're going to have to use the support for anybody above a 20?
Hell yeah.
Holy cow, good for Elda. Anybody below, let's say, 15?
19, something.
19 for Sindri.
19 for Flo.
Who has a higher bonus?
At 3.
That's all you, buddy.
Alright. Anybody else on the 19?
17 for Flo.
17 for Flo.
17 for Homer.
And plus 3 bonus.
If it matters, I have an 18 for Flo. I mean, for Stuart.
Actually, you know what? It wouldn't be the worst thing in the world if we actually
look. Get out, forms four, friend.
Some of these guys I don't want to die because of story reasons, so I'm not going to die because I'm deeply attached to those stories this second. Can't help it.
Jim Drow with neither of them, apparently. They're all behind two sessions in a row.
That was completely random. I mean, the thing is, as much as I love them, if Stool's in the way, Stool could potentially take care of them. I was very prepared. If Duncan had not jumped on that boat, that creature could... I think it's do all the creature's fun things. It has a tongue that goes up 15 feet. If the tongue hits, it pulls it in for an auto bite attack. If the bite attack hits, it swallows the creature.
Holy shit.
So it can do like a three fur, and I was really excited to eat one of the twins. And then Duncan jumped up to save it, so I was like, realistically, it's going to turn around.
Yeah.
Which would have been fun because potentially Duncan would have been inside the thing's stomach when it got killed. So that would have been, that would have been fun for Duncan, and they're like, oh, this sucks.
Your question is, which kind of guy?
Probably Churdy, because I can't talk, yeah. And he would have tried to defend his sister. The very first D&D game that I ever played was the first mission module, Temple of Elemental Evil. And the very first encounter that we went into there are giant frogs in this, like, moat area. And Gary Gygax, God love him, from the text of it says, for added fun, the frogs can swallow a halfling or dwarf-sized character. And I'm like, yeah, dude, that would be added fun. So that's been my watchword for D&D, Gary Gygax, saying, for added fun, the monster can swallow any of your creatures that are smaller than an elf.
Imprinted you at a young age.
100%, 100%. Anyway, so Hemeth, Fame and Hemeth, where were we at with Hemeth? Do you have like a 17, I think?
17.
All right, 15 or 16?
No, 16.
Great. Anybody 10 to 15? Nod and, we could have both had an 11.
12.
We both have the same dexterity.
12 for us.
Seraph has an 11 and 4.
So I'm going to let Nod go first.
All right.
and then let's say Sarah can.
Ms. Featherbottom for the 6. Mm-hmm. And there we go on 5.
Let's look at everybody. We'll find out when combat starts. Eldath is up first.
Holy cow. She's going to try and close up back in the boat.
That's probably a good idea. Oops.
Since we're broadside, we're going to have to do this.
So, future note, the outlets on the right don't work, the outlet on the left.
You can put the fast one, right?
Oh, right now she is splashing around in the water. You can feel there is a tug at her from the water coming from it. Feels like a whirlpool, actually, you know that feeling when you're in the swimming pool and people have been going around in circles? It's that kind of feel. You feel yourself getting pulled slowly away from the boat, but it is recoverable right now. She can make a strength save. Okay, so no, she is still splashing around in the water. She's not able to make any movement whatsoever, getting herself up on the boat, and she's starting to get her leg around. Sindri!
Sindri wishes he could pull helmet out of the water. So he will instead summon a variety of ghost guys. Blast it. Here. That is the action, and the bonus action will be to use it to attack.
Sounds good. A real Minecraft vibe going on here. Or like a Lego, like one of the Lego video games where you can just kick a rock, all the pieces go everywhere, and you make something out of it.
Alright, each spell attack is going to attack number 2.
Okay. Let's see, so now we've got flow.
I would like to pull up out of my inventory.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can, I'd love to do 2 mats, but I'd like to attach the rope to it and toss it out to speed.
Nice. Okay.
Snag me.
Yeah, you can.
The mushroom. The cannonball.
So yeah, you throw it out to him, like there's these little puffs of spores coming off of him. That are his distress spores. Like when he's alone, you're afraid, they just go everywhere.
The red blue.
That's pretty often, I would imagine.
It does. Well, one of the Myconids kills, the Myconid takes care of all the Myconids within 240 feet of it can sense its pain. The spores that they let loose. So, yeah, you can absolutely do that. And then what happens on his turn, you'll be able to give him advantage on a check to get into it. Let's see. So the creatures go. This one is going to. Does it even have to move? It's a 10-foot reach. So it's going to kind of. You see it like it's not. It almost feels like it's not separate. It feels like it's part of the water. Like you can't tell where this creature begins and where the water ends. So it pulls itself. It kind of splashes under. Comes up. Move it 5 feet diagonally. Perfection. And when it comes up there, it lashes out with this watery tendril at Elba. So that is only an 11 AC. Okay. This one is going to slide forward 10 feet. So it slides to there, and it's going to make an attack on. So down go. 7 to hit.
Yeah.
And this one will slide forward 5 feet and try to get down. Ooh, that worked. 22 to hit.
That'll hit.
I'm going to do a hellish Mm-hmm. No problem. 16 points of bludgeoning damage.
16?
Yeah.
What?
And go ahead and do your health review.
Just make a DC 12 dex saving throw.
Or make, say, 16.
Okay, 6 points of damage.
And
quite a damage.
And you see that damage is sort of fizzling off as it hits it. The creature really does literally purely it. You are also, because the thing hit you, you are also grappled in one of these tentacles. And it yanks you 5 feet off of the boat towards it.
Alright.
So now that it's not in the water, you are in a stream. Stool. Go ahead and make 2 checks for stool.
Yeah.
Ooh.
20.
Perfect. Yep. That's with a minus one on this. So yeah. So you Flo is able to help steer it back onto the boat.
Thank you, Flo. You're my best friend.
I'm looking out for you, buddy.
I love you so much. You took a picture of me. Flo is fleshy mom.
Oh no.
Fleshy
mom. I love you too.
You should lash her stool to the boat so you can get pulled off again.
As what, like a masthead?
Were you in that pirate campaign that we did?
Where Porto's poor gnoll got petrified by a basilisk. So it was petrified like this, so they just ended up strapping him to the front of the boat as the masthead. They couldn't get him unfrozen, so they just used him.
Decided to flavor him on.
Yeah, these idiots named their sailing vessel, their pirate ship, the Gravy Boat.
Thane,
you are. Yeah, there was a fun. That was a fun crew.
Alright, I will pull on a hand cross, though. And take a shot.
And crossbow.
You know what? I'm going to start singing, too. Singing the blade song.
Sing the blade song, not my crossbow.
I thought it was mournful.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound mournful to me.
Sitting on the dark
running my crossbow.
Oh, okay, no. Okay.
Using the crossbow, even though this is a blade song. Blaze on the bow, sad song.
That's a sad song.
Yes.
Helmeth.
Some guy on the cool metalhead face. Who's in the helmet?
I guess we're gonna do a javelin. That's more than this. Oh, that's only a 9?
9 does not hit.
9.
Drat.
One thing you guys are noticing, these creatures, again, don't have a lot of their actual body mass. So as you're throwing the javelins, they're actually hitting their body with the able to go right through it. Same thing with, like, the crossbow, where, you know, you're hitting it, but it's just popping out the other end. They're not immune to that damage, but they clearly are not going to take a lot from it. And we've already seen the fire is a similar damage. Okay. Duncan.
Can I help Elda this round, or is that going to be her action again next round?
No, you can give her aid this round, and then when the first round is over, she'd have advantage.
Okay.
You use your action
so
as an help action.
Aid her for next round.
Yeah.
And then my bonus action.
Look.
Hey,
let's hear it.
If you don't, you are more fool than you.
Yes.
What form does it take this time?
This time it is an unfinished blade pulled straight from the forge, glowing red hot as it quenches itself in the water beast. Or does it? So 19.
That will hit. And is this damage considered magical?
It's fourth damage.
Force. You got it.
That's 7 points.
7 points. Against which one?
Two.
That seems to hit exactly the way it's supposed to. Alright, anything else for Duncan? Nope, he's good. Rush! Come on, man. Jump in there and kick their ass.
No, I'm going to jump in there and help nod them into the boat. That's what I'm going to do.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm just going to kind of pull, I guess, against the watery tentacle.
Yeah, you're going to have to go out of the... You're going to have to jump overboard for it, though. Nod is getting sucked underwater.
Okay, I'll do that, I suppose. Reluctantly. Oh, wait, can I... Never mind. How much...
You care about Nod.
You may want to concentrate on killing the monster, because assuming it just gets you on that day.
Nod. Nod, my boy, read the room. We care about you. Oh, we also enjoy you as bait. Speaking of bait, you've been listening to Dungenetics. We can be reached at dungenetics@gmail.com, Dungenetics at Instagram and Twitter. The music you're hearing is from Games Brown. Be sure to check him out on Bandcamp. And thank you, Kelly.
You guys
want to
destroy this place?
Oh,
yeah, could light on fire before I go? Nothing
really to burn. Oh, yes. Enjoy the spicy clip. And remember, have an amazing adventure.
Anyone need to use the bathroom?
Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody
takes a different corner. And Elder just runs away. Stupid boys! So sick of stupid boys. And Flo, what are you doing? Pull your pants up, girl.
I was just top decking. Saw this on a pirate ship.
It's good. Don't worry. I knew it was this weekend. He's got a party.
Do you want to write? We've got a tapestry from here.
Yes,
from Vivendell. Draconic tapestry.
Yup.
See what it says. Should we say some words for Dimjar on our way out?
Say to the stomach of the monster.
Oh, yeah. Are there any bones left over or anything?